Hello?
Yeah, I got that email. I think that was your address, right? And I think you weren't you paying about $1,700?
It was seven, pretty good. Well, I mean, for that, for the area, I guess it was all right. But Harrison always found me nice places, but that wasn't so nice. But
That
so,
wasn't nice.
no, but the area was nice. Well, not my area, but his area was nicer. It was 1750, and then it was 17, I think 75 or something for like for either a year and a half, because I think they said we're not changing as a courtesy for COVID, we're not raising the rent
Yeah, I
somehow.
think I remember that.
They
I don't know what
were
caused
fine.
us to have
It
to stop for.
changed 3 or 4 times in the time, like who I was paying,
Why
but
don't you
does
call
no one
and
pay taxes?
see if somebody answers, like the phone number, because
But you're not
that's.
even applying to more places this second. Why would I do all that
Well,
right now?
I'm gonna be if it
Are
doesn't
you?
get out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be.
All right, well, once these all get dubbed, then I'll call like the call. Yeah, I
Okay,
get
I don't know
what.
why he's not getting back to me. I really don't.
Who? Sam?
This woman from Garden
Oh, I thought
City.
you said he.
No, she, I don't understand. Did he
Is her name
say, no
Xi, like the
one.
president of China? Xi,
Did
Xi?
say one, no, once. She never said it.
What?
She never said no. It's just
Oh,
one.
everyone else said no?
No. Only one that said no was Port Washington.
Yeah,
One
it's like a
person.
job. No, none of these
One
people on
person
LinkedIn say
did do
no.
it, but the apartment was a little grosser. Like, the one in, like, this apartment is New Hyatt Park, is a little older, but it's in very good shape, and the kitchen is newer, and it's a lot of nice space. I think you would like it. And it's you're not dealing with real.
I'm not able to get play, and Aunt Gail found this one, and it seemed like it would have been
Found a
okay.
secret one, too, and I found the Floral Park one. So,
How did you find it?
I went online and I looked at Floral
Wow.
Park apartments.
Wow.
I just didn't like that super. He looks like a meth head.
Oh, so wait, did you even apply there?
I have the application. I have the
Oh,
phone.
do that one, and I guess I'll get the note. Do you want me to try the what, 1729 information for that one?
If you could maybe call them and say, I just want to, I'm moving and they wanted to know my old landlord and I just wanted to make sure. And that was like a long time ago, it was 3 years ago. But
Should I just call and if like
how long were you there? For 3 years?
yeah, I guess
Yeah.
2, 3.
All
Should I
right.
just call and if a like Mexican person picks up, I just hang up
No,
and
just say, do you have a record that when I was there, I may need to get a letter? Maybe they could do a letter that you were paid your rent on time. Ask
Why
them
I
to
do
call
have
me, that would
I
be
do
better.
or
If probably they got a letter, they won't even bother calling. You know, if there's a letter, maybe they could give you a letter that says you paid the rent on time. You
Wow.
know?
So yeah,
Maybe
no,
they think they're
I
real. You know what, Alex? I
Why?
really think that would help. Because I'm not, I don't want to
Listen.
deal the Brooklyn one yet until we resolve it. Because I'm afraid
Resolve.
that you'll call them.
Never be resolved.
And that's why we got rejected as having me being the guarantor, because they must have said, well, he hasn't paid his
Yeah,
rent. He didn't move in this
I
week.
guess it sounds like I could. So I have to re. What?
Ask him to just write a letter that you left there pa had paying everything on time and in full. And then, you know, see if you can get a copy of that letter.
I it, I think the person's name was Lizette.
I remember that, yeah. Lizette, yeah.
It's gonna be awkward though, like 3 years later, I need something from
Well,
you,
that's
Randa.
okay. That's okay.
I
Say I
do
need
I
to
send
write
it
a
right
letter.
now or
Say,
tomorrow?
no, say, well, just send them an email. Say, could you please call me about, I need a letter
Call
because
me? Why
okay,
wouldn't I
I'll
just
see.
say it in the email? Why, if I'm emailing them, why would I say
Well, I think
call
it's
me?
better if you call and leave them a message and then see
You
how
do
quick.
things a different way than people my age.
No, it's not true. You gotta,
I'm,
you
well,
have
they're
to.
probably more your age,
No, not true.
Wait, so you want... Well, it sounds so much, we're so much more unequipped. And, I mean, I guess we'll find out if I can get something successful from 1729, if that was holding enough. It seems like there might, it seems like there might be other factors at play. It doesn't sound great. It sounds like the last person that they would choose if they had two or three names.
Yeah, but I'm guaranteeing the rent, so...
They don't seem to care. Or this place is the only one that cares about that. It's strange. I guess no other place is, like, equipped to sue, maybe? This place seemed very...
No,
illegal. Second year.
I don't know how it really works.
Strange.
Yeah.
Well, I clearly need the letter, but I don't know if I should do it tonight or to, because like I'm rushing right now, but.
Get a fix for that.
What?
Alright, listen, I have to go because we just got the food and we're gonna go home. So,
I hope I email the right person. Maybe I'll just copy and paste the thing I said originally to Peter and send it to the building.
I think you're going to have to custom and give them the dates.
You're right. I talked about Nani and
you're
Christine in it.
No, I don't want this in my lab.
I talked about the hackathon.
I don't want to take this number.
He didn't talk about... Who was that?
I just want to finish off. I was talking to someone in my office. Just wait a minute.
Joe?
So listen. So she says, she will have no problem doing that. So
thank you.
Are you saying, like, I mean, is he mad at you?
Yes.
Peter?
He's mad I didn't talk during the presentation, and Leo is already more high maintenance, so I probably embarrassed him in his... Or I didn't, like, live up to it. Even though I did all the work in the room and, like, they didn't like the way I sounded when I talked, so no one really was vying for me to, like, speak during the meeting, even though most of it was my ideas, but it looked as if I did no work at the hackathon. I didn't realize I was being... no one intended for it, but it was almost like I was set up to look like a non-producer, even though I did more... Clearly, we won the hackathon, and I showed you the notes, like, 70%.
Yeah, but that's not what Peter told me. He said you were very involved and very talkative.
But he didn't respond to an email for the most asinine of requests. So.
Well, he doesn't respond to me a lot of times, too, very right away.
Well, I think I think what it really would be is that he's not jumping to do this just in a way that he's creating some type of barrier so that it won't be as easy for us to, like, ask for some help in some other way. If, like, he knows, obviously, the floodgates, because I even talked about all of, like, the tech and stuff.
Well, I didn't want to tie in the job thing only to say that you were applying for a job already, and...
I didn't think my email was that bad. I thought it could have been way worse. I wasn't really counting on him to, like save the day, like, really, but, like, he didn't even say, like, I'll work on this next week, or I'll get back to you, or something, like, just no response.
No.
Well, but it doesn't matter what you said. I already sent it.
Which is this special needs population, and you would like to have a short letter which describes and acknowledges your participation in the event this past year. That's all it is.
Well, you seem to be stressing more than me. Susan Antonella?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a friend.
She's a audiologist that I know.
Oh.
So anyway, so don't you think that would be a good location?
Excellent. But
yeah,
if we're lucky.
Like you could walk to anything.
So the landlord sounded kind of nice. Or you went. Yeah. Is it more like the place I had in Binghamton?
It's in very good shape. And it's not like the one in the city. It's not like that.
Oh, okay.
It's much better than that.
Oh.
But, like, you know, what I don't like is, like, they have carpeting down. Which
yeah.
They said,
smell.
Oh, they just cleaned it. But, like, I really wish... I think they have...
I have a rug. I have
put it over it. And I can give you some other rugs if you want.
I have a big rug. Well, you're worried the carpet will dirty the rug?
No, I just don't like staying on other people's rugs.
Well,
like,
we could put saran wrap under the rug.
I think they have this big carpeting because there's someone living underneath and it probably is a noise barrier, you know, to have...
No, I just think, like, all houses of that time have carpet as opposed to...
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get it yet, right?
And ask for the status.
Oh, okay.
And ask for the status,
wow.
Right? Now, you'll be able to move, like, around mid-January or early January. Maybe over the vacation, you can, like, sort of start packing up some of your things.
Right.
You know? You could start putting them into boxes and stuff.
Well, you were never worried. Well, I've already been cleaning the place every single day in order to... Like, it's not going to be ready, set, go, like, by the time you come, but, like, I'm thinking about the move every single day with how it...
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think you'd be happier in a place like that rather than be where you are now?
Well, I'm just so isolated here, and, like, that one is close to you and Nani, so...
I know, it's really good.
And the train. Yeah, I don't know why you're talking about this so much if we don't have it, but...
You gotta be prepared. You gotta plan. The other one was a garden apartment in Floral Park that was close to the Harrison restaurant. It was there.
But the landlord was Breaking Bad. The super.
I didn't like the way
Did he look like Rocky, that
no,
mechanic?
He looked like a drug addict.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like the way he looked.
Good.
Ew.
Oh,
one was near him, which I didn't like, the one closer to him. And then the other
It is kind of white trash Floral Park.
The other one's a little bit of a distance, and that one was a really nice apartment. And it was, go up steps, and it was a really nice apartment. It was big. It was a bit one bedroom.
You look so many places.
It was about four times the size.
What?
Like
Wait.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
But what was the price? Wait, so that rejected or it's not waiting?
No, I have to apply. I have to give all the financials to that one now.
Wait, well, I would say that sounds like a way better one than...
But the area was a little farther from us also. It was in Floral Park.
But you're saying four, like, what is it, four times the... Wait, is that an apartment or a house?
No, that's a garden apartment. But it's nice.
Wait, so, but, like, if this place accepts and, like, you don't get to that other one, then are we just going with this place?
Well, I may apply to this one, too.
Well,
but
yeah, I don't abandon the...
It's not an area you're familiar with. And in the evening, it's dead because it's close to the train. But there is a town a few blocks away.
Well, I didn't get any of these places, so I don't... No, but you're saying a place is four times as big and nicer. Like, that's like a...
It
wait,
is, but the place four? I found was very nice.
How could it be four times as big if
I
the other...
The landlord,
It's a huge problem when you have a decision paralysis, and even two okay decisions can make a job real. But we don't have a single one right now. But you said this one has two floors, so like, how could it be that little space? I mean, the house isn't
it's
that
not
big.
Little space.
But how is the other one? The other one is four times.
What?
I don't even know which one we're talking about anymore. It's too much stuff to hear about places like we don't. That was all you were doing. I know you're excited, but like, I feel like the last 2 or 3 weeks it was all places I didn't get that you were hyping up.
Well, maybe I could show you online and then you could tell me. But the area. It's not so much the place. I thought
Floral Park and the Maryland Avenue. That's the same area, in my opinion.
No, it isn't. It's much further.
So you're saying it's in Belmore?
No, it's in Floral Park.
Floral Park, nothing in Floral Park is 20 minutes from Maryland. Not from Maryland. Maryland and Floral Park.
You don't know directions. It's 20 minutes to get there from here.
No, you're saying to get to from you.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes.
Well, so is Maryland. But what do you mean from? Do I roam around late at night? Like, maybe you think I do.
No, but it's really dead. Like, yeah, whereas this one, you have the stores,
you have the mail store, it's like very close. Yeah, but like, it's like, I don't want you to try less for a place that's four times. Like, when you say, that's the stuff that's the stuff that bothers me too, because like,
well,
the.
It looked more like an apartment. It did look more like an apartment.
Well, I was looking for
that.
Well, it seems like that's what's going on.
The things in the house, I think, are a little more flexible about that.
Well, then just try. Let's just see about the four. Let's get eliminated from the four times bigger quickly, so that it's not even a thing. If I'll probably get eliminated, it seems anyway.
Well,
I'm sure.
It takes some time, and you're not cooperating a lot. Everything I ask you, I never get on time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
Well,
I also
have like. Insane amount of things wrong, as Harrison pointed out. He said you have so much wrong. He said so much, and he's so positive, so I had a feeling a lot was wrong, but he says you have a lot wrong. So. And he wasn't even talking about me, he was talking about the intangible issues of, he was just saying my situation is wrong, clear. That's what I was telling him. The talking goes nowhere.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm just lighting candles because like, you yell either way, so his fingers.
I don't know what you're talking about. Lighting candles. What are you talking about?
What? Because all I could do is pray, but like you say, like there's like mounds of paperwork I'm not doing. But again, there was only one paperwork or one and a half that would
have
ever.
Well,
you're the one that called me.
Why?
No, but if you have ten. No, this is what you've. No.
I'm hanging up now.
What? No. Hello. I wasn't even, like, the way, like, everything else had went, and he spoke nicely to you, but I wasn't expecting the first contact to bear anything on my end, because he never really showed, he wanted to help you help me, but he never really, like, did anything for me, so.
Oh, is that why you CC'd me?
Yeah.
Right. But I'm going to ask you a question.
Because of how bad it went with Leo, and he thinks, I guess, I have Tourette's.
Who thinks you have Tourette's, Leo or him?
Maybe because of what I said to Leo. Some was public, some was less, but I also. Any question he had, I gave like extreme answers, and they were like, it was me being as politically correct and like magnanimous and. kept in, or like I was as self-contained as humanly possible, and it still led him to believe I may have Tourette's. So, Peter, not Leo.
Nothing wrong with that. You can still get someone a recommendation for
it. Yeah, I feel
that. Nothing wrong with that. So listen, I asked Lori. She said no problem. She said.
Huh. With a letter.
She's not gonna say when. She's gonna say.
Well, she's so nice. Tell her, of course.
Huh.
Oh. So I guess you really needed the letter from Peter.
Yeah, but you have to listen to me too.
What?
It's not really definite yet, but I got the feeling
that this one, the house. How old's the daughter?
There when I was looking, and and Joe went once, and I went this time. This is the second. Someone's at my door.
What?
I'll call you right back.
What? No, don't. I'm done 2 seconds on Epic yet. Why? Because I have Tourette's. They're not in business of helping. So you tag me. Yeah. You don't want help me. I know. I'm most contained and kind to being like magnanimous and not offensive at all politically correct in my answer, or down never the less fairly not extreme. This was that son about you not done doing well being. His idea for paying it forward is having me volunteer for someone nobody likes, so the trail of responsiveness is unconveyed. Maybe you get that word. Hey, all the diffusion of response and she calls me first time in a year. And oh, what? Mm-mm. Hi.
Hi, what's up?
I'm seeing Brother Harrison. Yes. I didn't know if he totally wanted to, but the Giants are on. He gets so wound up about the Giants, he doesn't want to even see them. But I said, I want to watch it. And he said, because he was so into it, then when they lose, he doesn't watch it at all. It's terrible to do the extremes, but he's getting good food, sandwiches and wraps and pasta, tortellini, tricolor, and penne vodka. Sicilian spicy olives. If it's like, it delivered 15 minutes too early, they close at 6:30, and he didn't want to get it for 7 because he wanted me to come at 8. But we worked through it, so.
Oh,
I feel like I'm not going to get Marilyn, though. I don't know. You were so optimistic now.
Well, it's so funny you said that. Because
just dusk till.
I texted her today.
She dubbed you.
It's not a no. She said, the landlord's reviewing everything.
Ah, so I thought she was the landlord.
Well, can you tell me? Yeah, she's, I'm going to call you today. You know. So I don't know what the issue is, but I'm glad that, like, you know, your two people, like Peter and Lori, are both agreeing to give you a very good reference. So he may.
But it's sad. Like, what? Like, you had a good feeling about this. What?
I did have a good feeling because when I went the other day, she said to me,
No, I could tell because you went on 7 and you got rejected, and this one actually sounded like it could, like, did someone swoop in? I don't get it. Or did they hear about the
situation? When Joe went first, there were other people looking at it. And then when I went, there were other people looking at it.
Oh, my God, really?
She focused on me and said, when could you move in?
Well, that doesn't. Yeah.
Probably January 15th. She goes, ooh, can't you do it a little earlier?
So it sounds ill. It sounds like the way Peter is about, like, autistic hackathons where, like, everything is yes until the time comes because.
They want to meet you, though. I think they want to meet you.
What? Wait.
Yeah,
that's not an issue that they want to meet. The issue that you keep getting deaded, and it appears to be always because of my composite, even, which is
even. I'm not sure, really.
It's how I feel about the job search.
When I saw in Seacliff, they called and said that, you know, they will negotiate less if I want, and it's still available, and I saw that one. But that one, like, is a little bit
far away. This one sounded like more gettable because it's kind of like a more irregular type of setup.
It's a little bit more, it's further and it's a little bit more.
But we're not getting any. We're not getting any.
And then the floor park one.
And you're working so hard. And
it's very hard. But I really would like this one.
I knew because you were saying for 4 days so optimistic. And I didn't hear a word from you, even if
I
brought
it.
It
was in the bag, the way she was talking.
No, it sounds like the way Peter spoke about the hackathon, honestly. Like, it's all great, but they say that to everyone. People are strange, especially in sales, the way they act to customers.
Well, the only thing that I think is maybe somebody wanted to move in immediately.
I don't know.
It
sounds like this was the only one that demanded meet. The woman wants to meet you in person, and because the other ones, like, I don't even get to a point. Not the other ones don't require a meeting because their criteria I wouldn't even qualify for.
I don't know. It's hard to know.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I know, but, like, I didn't realize 3 people were looking. It's so much effort.
Yeah. I have to tell you, though, they were, you know, black.
Who?
I don't know if that makes the people that were looking. And it's not a black area at all. It's right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the woman and her daughter.
I don't know. It's like, and the woman that showed it to me was Asian.
Oh, it's so strange.
I don't know who owns
it. I pictured them all as, like, white Irish. This is so weird.
Bottom line is,
Wow, like, you thought you had it in the bag because you were white and, like, had money.
I mean, she seemed very encouraging the other day. She really did.
So strange.
She said, okay, when could you move in? And I said, is everything okay? She said, yeah, when could you move in?
Asian people lie. Stupid Americans.
I don't know if I would make those generalizations.
Not in, like, even a, not even in a bad way. Just, like, it's, she's a bookie. That woman who had the office from your in Great Neck, she said, it, do accounting and real estate, Jewish people in real estate, she insured me. But I don't know about the Gaza Strip, a.k.a. Great Neck, with all the Persians and Iranians. But
yeah, but all the Iranians are great, but Jewish anyway. But
most of them, yeah, most.
That has nothing to do with this. I mean, you know, don't bring up things that don't
relevant. But I'm no. That's the funny part. I'm so inappropriate and terrible. But my composite is what's killing. I'm not even getting to a denial type even ability for them to meet me and not like me. That's not even in the question.
Well,
it's horrible.
I guess there's a pompous heart and desperate need, and I don't know.
Well, the word has gotten out not to buy places, but the market got totally corrupted. They're changing the law. The hedge funds bought a quarter of the American housing consumer market since COVID, and now they have to make laws and to say hedge funds can't buy individual homes or only the consumer gets destroyed. Well, it does indirectly.
No, it doesn't.
Well, especially because this was a house. House. Well, but if the property prices go up, then so does the rental.
Well, it's already expensive. I can't believe it would go
up. No, but also the demand, like, there's more demand and higher prices than possibly ever because the demand is so high.
Well, I don't know. I'll let you know as soon as I hear.
It sounds like I'm going to probably have to stay here, but, yeah. It seems that I...
Well,
yeah. Well, I'm going to have 7,000 less to start, so then I start at zero. Because I owe this place 7, so.
Well, what could you put towards the rent there if you had to?
I'm going to start with zero if I lose 7 off the bat just by being here, so I don't know if that's even possible. 7 off the bat.
What does that mean?
Because I have 7 right now, and in order to just make right with... my current status in life, I...
If you gave me $700 a month...
I have zero right now. If I had to stay there, especially. But, yeah.
What is the new rent going to be exact?
It's like $2,700. So.
It's $2,700?
It's bad. It's horrible. And it's not even that expensive. It's heavily... I think it's $4,000 for someone without the... during mid-COVID discount, it would be $4,000 for this, which in Manhattan would be like $8,000. But you get the ghetto discount of Brooklyn, even though nicer part, it would be this place would be like $8,000 in Manhattan, or I don't even know if you could probably like $8,000.
$8,000.
Well, no, I'm talking about just one with like the view.
Let's just focus on...
Well, you said it's dead and everything's... It's all... I don't even have help.
It's not over yet. Oh. I'm waiting. You just have to be patient.
No. You can't get hopes up.
I'm trying to be positive about it because...
No.
No one has said... The only one who said no is that Fort Washington thing. And that's because maybe I gave them the letter from your apartment and they said you didn't pay the rent.
No.
And
but none of the other places did anything.
Well, I'm not saying that you're living there. I'm saying that you're like in between and you're living at home now. I think it's better to do that.
You should have said it with that place, too.
Well, I didn't think... I did say it with this place.
No, the place that denied because they called Anthony. Anthony the doorman.
Anthony.
The black doorman who got bit by the dog. Harrison, like, buys him... beer or whatever.
No,
if you ask.
I'm talking about that now. Right. I'm talking about the place in Fort Washington.
Well, you said they call it here. You should.
That's the one with the management agency, and they wouldn't even look at it after. I don't know. I mean, after I submitted the application, so I.
Well, they've all been doing that.
I think I'm not going to even say that you lived in Brooklyn.
Well, you should have never. Of course. Well, like I said, since everything's overinflated for BlackRock or whatever, that there's no hope. If there's so many down. Oh, well, they'll just choose someone who has a job. Well, that's not even that big of an issue.
They don't like people who don't have a history of paying rent on time.
Well, why couldn't we say I lived in New York up until 2021? Yeah, no, I'm saying, say I lived in New York and paid rent for 4 years. No. I'm saying, listen, no, stop. The previous place I lived in, to just say that, and then I lived it. With you or whatever.
They say even if it's a previous place, they want the landlord's name.
Yeah, why can't we give the actual though for the New York place? If I was always up straight.
Well, why don't you get that to me then?
Yeah, that's what you should have been doing.
I need the name.
You didn't tell me that there was some crazy law that if you weren't already paying rent, you're not allowed to continue to pay rent. Yeah, I really am not aware of even the things having to do with my own career, so it's insane that you want me to, like, know all the bases. But, how much do you need from the New York rental?
What do you mean?
How much for, like...
Name of landlord, address, and phone number. But didn't you have a problem with them, too?
Not really. Yeah, actually, you had a problem with them that the place is always such a, like, things were breaking down and things you didn't like the.
Well, that's not a problem really. I thought maybe you used your security for 2 months. Didn't you?
No, I didn't, because they were always good to me there. So.
What have you heard from the building about the November and December?
Nothing.
Rent?
After we had the legal discussion, I said, I hope it doesn't come to that, certainly. And then they never responded again. So.
All right, well, once you get a place, I'll have to call them. And,
why?
Because I want to straighten it out. I mean,
in order for a 2-year period for 400% increase in price, the guarantor has no ability to. It was. I'm saying from the zero I was paying when you signed on as a guarantor to after the 3 years from the 2-year contract, they're saying the 400% amount that I had to pay was equivalent to the one little teeny contract. It was just like 100% of the 400%.
I don't understand any of that. I don't really understand that.
Yeah. Well, that was what you signed on for, and it violated the New York code, but... To increase it so much and still hold the same law. Huh? Yeah, I have lawyers that say it. I have penal.
What lawyers?
Well, I don't have a lawyer. I'm saying, like, online people say... It's obviously open to interpret, but it would be to say a 400% is an extraordinary increase in such a small period of time, which it is. It's a shady thing that they say the annual and the nominal, and then... They pump you up like 150%. It's still an okay deal. Well, not really given the area, but they bump it 150% for everyone. And really, well, it was really the COVID deals that did it, but they're always doing things like that, I'm sure. But they did, because they did it the next year with the double trouble.
Yeah,
how I got more liability to get worse term. No, it doesn't. I don't need credit at the moment, so I'm not worried for them.
All right, you know, we just got to I-Barone, and I want to tell
Wait,
you...
Wait,
What's the matter?
I feel like you're not even applying to more places at the moment, so why?
I'm dealing with three. Seacliff, Newark Park,
Well, let me know when the time comes, and we'll figure out what information from the old building, like, I don't have accessible at this current, like, I'm rushing
to me right now.
I don't even know, like, where I would get, like, I could pull together, like, the very, but they're all in different emails, and I'm sure it changed hand, they changed the company name three times in the period I was living.
No,
there's no chance in hell I'm going to find everything you're looking for in,
right,
like,
a... Yeah.
No, but, like, if I continue to be rejected, then
but
we'll...
I have to hang up now because
wait,
I have to
but now... I know, but you're hanging up the second we got somewhere. With,
I'll call you right back.
Wait, I can't. I have to see Harrison.
I'll call you right back.
I can't. He's getting tortellini. And you know I got it. I can't. Let me do, not be friends till I can't end. No, must be end. Yeah, and baby, that I did. Oh, wait. Lock your horse and jump to living. Go on your horse in. Oh, yeah. I'm free to do what I want. Living on sad.
Wow. Hot paw, mop more.
Duba.
Please craft a first episode of a breakout melodramatic nuovo cinema Netflix series in a highly complex poetic perfect aperture Cajun quail rhyme scheme with Fibonacci quadratic patterning in the style of Mark Twain, Busta Rhymes, Conway Twist, Nas, and them Ice Tube, Lil Wayne, Mick Jag, and DMX, along with Song Wreck. Recommendations for every scene with unique and interesting pretty wet plot twist at each individual verse with an over encumbering amount of plot twist. One title, The X and Power. When our leaders are all gone, we seek the clown to lead. The warmongers have faces of natives naive. American mask from first grade drawing. Alex made later in episode Tyrell and Oaken. Aha, midway through, lamping mindlessly on the internet, looking at crazy shit, then by random virus. It brings them to a mystical page. Tyrell says, your computer done got cancer. Oaken, well, you know. Quit fapping, the corn dog, my ball. Be please, for our sake. Then in the virus is where they find out about... Horatio Alger and what it means to be rags, Ron Rand. Triches, I'm treaching on the preacher. A Jack Oaken says it's at the heart of the American dream where those stories lie. Terrell will. All interested discounts it, saying, yeah, it's cool, but it didn't work that way when you look like I do. Oaken knows he is referring to his skin color, but he doesn't really understand it until the end of the episode. Play Hurricane by D'Lo Knight. At near end of the episode, I'm being annoying because you guys don't hire me. One season, season one, showing Tyrell's framing. And the rest in a folding of Scorsese scene montage. Expanding to the injustice on African Americans as a whole show. ChatGPT, like, we can't write this. Literally, show the cops. Looking out from the world after Tyrell as he is running desperately to escape through the rat halls and stairs like a runaway. From the halls, it's a bomb mocking slaves as these serial killer masters with hunting sewed Samuel on their mind, Chang, and chasing Tyrell down and beating the fuck out of him, eh? Transition to being taken off in the jail system just as bad. Framing him for starting the fight. Tyrell pushed him when he called him a Nigel. Then the guy fucked him up as Tyrell defended himself. This was after a whole episode of gaslighting and framing, but I won't get into the evolution of music, the 1950s, a mom and a son. Singing to Elvis, then 1980s, I'm singing to Metallica. When 2010, me and my mom looking at a picture of my dad, just dad. And that's no gaslight, they even deprived. Pete can talk on Israel Gazing because he say so, and I'm called gaslight lightly. That's so fair. Let's start singing Kanye and saying trigger there. And looking so white that no one could possibly take it seriously through the night. Flash forward to me as a 24-year-old typing on my phone with a picture of Kanye saying, my egg. Then showing the Insta race war unfold. Oh, okay. In front of me, I'm racing higher and higher to try and catch the comment bubbles and prevent the way, but I can't catch up to the comments fast enough, and there becomes so much hate that I get transported to a different dimension, and I see visuals of black slaves getting whipped and of Rosa Parks being on the bus, and I scream, no! Break down mathematical percentage of the African each artist in my N-word. Then show Alex and his mom's 3% or so African ancestry. Then it cuts to black with Tyrell and Cell at the end. Now that I have your attention, words can hurt indeed. But the lingering net result, more than 100 years after the end of slavery and 50 years after Jim Crow, is staggeringly stark. There remains a huge racial wealth gap in the United States, more than 10 times. Whatever you may think, the evidence shows that apropos and don-si-do, the playing field is not close to being level. Think of the wealth created by slaves and Latino farm labor. I'm too lazy to pronounce my essays, Sarcher. Retained by white plantation owners, farm owners, I'm lazy and other ill-begotten spoils, discrimination, racism. That hurts my head or I'm making a brain drain, sir. I'm too tight wound like a city expand. Econ terms, lingering pernicious in that grap result, 150,000. Racism results in lingering education and income gaps. If one were to be compensated for the racism, these gaps must be taken into account. There are health and longevity disparities caused by persistent racism. The income, education, health, longevity gap would need to be multiplied by the present value over lifetime pain, suffering, lost wages, past years of life cut prematurely short by ill treatment, crimes against humanity, and act of physical harm. The economic cost of lingering racism is huge. The playing field will not even close to be level. Wrongs, differences caused by racism is correct. I can't even speak right. Except the minimum in the income gap as well as the wealth gap need to be eliminated. Look at the world is worried. But there are real battles still around to fight badly. We need to discern between idiots and life threats. And we are not facing the man behind the trigger. Address the issues at hand. Pause. But don't you think Gulkin can then say the N-word now either. Pills, automobiles. I wrote all that before Gaza and verbal genocide happened at Harvard. So, I'm going to do this thing instead. I'm only going to have it now. Network.
I wrote a poem. It's called Homeless to Harvard. Right here.
Really?
Oh. I can't even know that. Every time I thought the Jews were in and out. Everyone on here I'm at mill about. Every time they gotta come, I'm krilling out. No, you gotta see, we're all divided into self. We don't even like our damn each other, we kill my health. Like a Persian, Syrian, Augusta, Tunguska, Sangusta, Latvian, Serbian, Amusta, Al-Lada, Uga, Portugal, the man, Asuma, Sephardic, and Puba, Babardic, Marano, and Mino, and Pino, and Gino, Russian, Slavic, and Trino, and Transylvania, Lassa, Latvia, Alpha, Latvia, Latvia, Nafia, Upernatia, Anna, Karinica, oh, you're so Germanica, I can't be racist, I'm too persuasive, I'm not even Jew, I'm apostrasis, I got all the hate, I'm a crew, I'm a dying nigga. No, nigga, there ain't no nigga, no name. I'm a god, be a go. I'm the modern day nigga, I'm so damn bame. Oh shit, defame me, you can't hire me, Twainzy. The niggas got a crying and I'm got a mala lazy. Ain't so much a baby, you got another lady. I am pedo psycho and a psycho schizo navy. Ain't no sween, I'm crazy. Like schizo baby is my rap name, like Dwayne P. Oh no, master, I'm a sideshow. To the dog in the trail, Billy Thug, boy band Tribo, and I got another nigga. Nobody is gonna gotta buy the trigger. Everyone thinks it's self-righteous, won't step down, Higma. I am so campus, I'm a lampus, hippocampus, I'm a craddock and oh mo. You got a boat, I'm a soak, and your trailer gotta be and gotta molly till it grow. Oh, you don't even like me, so sweet. I cannot the kind of go down the street. Ho, Pete, and I've gotta be in the chase by my own kind, Slazzy, and I'm not even on the road, right? Flee, no Pete, cause a black clown ain't like me. Oh, Pete, and the Irish are gonna talk shit, sweet. Oh, Pete, the Asians, they are so judgy, and the Latinos, they can't define tweet. Oh no, I am so enigmatic, I'm a G. Oh no, I'm Italian, now I'm fake, I'm free. Oh, like a damn Jew, I can't do the math, no Humvee. I'm a Swiss and a pan poo, po germoli. No, I'm a fro, I'm a pro, I'm a frog and a Brit, Billy bro. No, Illy Sabina, I'm an Antarctic po, I'm a god Africanus, so we're back to it home. Everybody come from the same place. And it makes it all the more disgrace. We are cave people with a little dwinder. And Joe Rogan's modules and the modules are blender. And I'm so gonna banner and the life's an angel's way. And a little precious little in me man. And I tell my bro my phone restarted life got that hungry. On a 5 hours dollar, he don't believe my own Sunday. And everybody go, I can chill with anybody, not me, all free. And I'm silly, silly, titty, dang, nutty. I got another thought, and it's got verse cast B. No, baby, I'm a soul mania. I cannot breed hate, but I'm a nigga till I'm true. And I'm nowhere to got a bounce, and I'm dog me on openly. Oh, you cannot see him, I'm going to impress me. I'm a bendy, musty 80, and I can't sit so and wait. And they don't even say I'm smaky, and I'm got a job of dating. No. Okay, right, one more. A Paisan, Italians, only a little racist. You can see them every day except Sunday if you're not Sicilian, really. And who then am I gonna leave it out? Thailand, stream chow, fill a plane in a place out doubt. I'm so salty like I'm Marty, and I'm Modi and Poli. The Indians aren't that mind cool, but they're so untalky, fappy, and they got so spool. And then when all the guys go and connive and dress you, they'll also say you're white, but I can no longer trust you. Oh, see, my PSI fee. I'm a trout and a tripod pee. Ain't no bully, bitch. Morocco, Saco, I'm a Letty. You're so African, Letty.
Oh.
And at the end of that title speech, I play.
Explore. The most important is
Perfect time for me to go smoke coke. Fuck y'all. This isn't it. I don't know. This one is interesting, Vincent. I just say.
I hate y'all.
It's cool. Da-da! Is this the Breakfast Club? Don't you! This song's called Wet, Wet, Wet. It's so funny. This is how I end episode one after the Endwood debacle. But I'm not gonna be honest, I'll have to found the network myself, sorry. This is my favorite part. I feel like we get mad views with this part. And no one watches the credits. I'm so stupid. Well, I would hope they would go on YouTube after and listen. Said no one ever. Well, maybe the critics do. I love everyone. I can fucking hold. I got a little charm. I got a little charm now. I'm gonna love and you're gonna be alone. I will never. I'm gonna sauce you, let it turn me on. We gonna fuck, I can be the one you call. So I can stay with the cost. I know what you're doing, I'm gonna put you on. This isn't the one I wanted. So, you appreciate it, but you also. So, well.
No one listens. I can't get decommissioned. I know. All this time, I fear and forgetting the name, the song. So I find that it lit the only thing I actually have. Nothing else did I. Oh my god. Yeah. Empty sense. Wow, friend. Not the Led Zeppelin. That's so crazy. This is the only song that says "and the infamous."
I thought they all started with that because I typed "and the infamous" and this is the first thing that come up is a random one. This is how we do. Rubbish, pub just. We're selling break.
The Juku Chronicles, Melodramatic Journey. Genesis of Friendship, Episode 1. So good. I smell like you're friends, my mom all news to me. Try always on Facebook, babe believes. I don't think he's answering text. Oaken and Sinners, Xbox Session, Circle Jerk. Oaken and Sinners sit in the room engrossed in an intense Xbox game session. The room is filled with laughter and friendly banter as they compete against each other, walking away. Sinners suggests that they hang out with the Juku, a group of friends known as their wild adventures. Oaken agrees, intrigued by the idea. No church in the wild, please. Oaken reaches out to the Juku, asking if they can join them or a poker game. However, they make it clear that Sinner is not welcome. Oaken hesitates, but ultimately decides to go without Sinner. Give me shelter, please. Oaken's bond with the Juku. Oaken starts spending more time with the Juku, exploring Canal Street.
This song won't show up. I thought the song was called American Girl. She looks sexy here, but... Sorry. I'm just fast forwarding because she looked fucking. What's her name?
Esther?
And engaging in various activities, they become his new group of friends in replacing Sinner. New York State of Mind by Nas. Tragic twist, Greg's demise after Bond. In a shocking turn of events, Greg, one of the Juku members, tragically passes away. Elgin and the rest of the crew are devastated by the loss. Slip in by DMX, Canal Street Kronos. The Juku invites Elgin to join them on their regular trips to Canal Street. Elgin is excited to explore the vibrant streets of NYC with his newfound friends. Empire State of Mind by Alicia. Ellis Island, New York. Flashback. Through a series of flashbacks, the audience witness the Juku's ancestry. You guys thought they're all Roman Catholic, but literally they're all Jewish except for the Italian and the Latin. What the fuck you saying, bitch? And there are three others who end up being, like, associated with Samimi. Well, it was Greg and Rothgar, but a lot of others. But not really. That's it. So, yeah, 90% is Jewish. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
There's been the bonds.
So, Gangster's Paradise by Coolio.
Oaken reflects friendship. Oaken reflects on his relationship with Zach and Barbara, realizing that he's become closer to Zach, who has initially formed his best friend. This dynamic adds complexity to their friendship.
That's Napoleon, but he was literally called Napoleon in his frat, so I'm not just fan jerking to you fags. I don't do any shit for you guys.
I literally had Caesar would be the name of the kid's name is Joe Liberto, and they called him Jilly. You would never understand. So I made him not Jilly, G-I-L-I, but Julie, J-U-L-I. And he was very Caesarian, so that's his name. But you guys are right. He's the one who broke up the crew. Best friend by 50, Olivia. Mr. Roseman, compliment. Mr. Roseman, Oaken's teacher, praises his writing skills and predicts on one day he'll write a movie that will feature Jillian, a girl Oaken has a crush with. This boosts his confidence. He basically got like harassed her on the playground in fourth grade, like every day. And then Jilly got very mad. Wow, this shit does go good. Jilly.
That's literally the story.
Lose Yourself to Dance by Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams. Photoshop prank. Oaken shows Mr. Roseman a Photoshop picture of himself with MS-13 and Notorious Gang. Mr. Roseman, unaware of the prank, believes Oaken showcasing his trust in his student. Song Smooth by Criminal by MJ. Toxic masculinity display. Zach and Ian approach girls attempting to flirt with them, but coming off as creepy, the scene highlights the toxic masculinity exhibited by some males, including Zach. You're such a hit job. I'm True. Creep by TLC.
This isn't the one I was thinking. Let's face it, your dog's life is this is so dumb. I just want to jerk off, but oh my god, she's so hot. Whoa. Huh. So the Stavros on Rogue, he's like, all someone has to do is fucking put a wig on and go on TikTok. They viral, then they're your best friend, Rogan. And Rogan's like, it'll never happen. And he's like, I don't know, but you know what I mean, clearly. I'm just saying, Rogan's like, it will never happen. And that's literally my plan now. I just got a $10 wig on Amazon. It looks like Khaleesi and this motherfucking bitch. It's going to be wild. I know y'all got me on the TikTok. Alex, 1621 or whatever the fuck. I think it was linked to the IG, so that was why. I don't know. I know y'all stalked me because you're obsessed with deading me. I'm gonna write that down. To track someone to track someone all their life, not they not we process of fucking them over. And that is truly sick as an L, bro. That's you. Oh. That makes more sense. I can't but laugh. Oh, the grudge, it's drudge. You got insomnia, blame. Tough. Figure all along. Okay. Wait, all these good thoughts are they? I love this insane Jew German girl on Facebook. The most ridiculous effing knows it. I'm fake all along. Isn't that the point of everyone? Hey. Debate, bro. Like such pack, like pound thighs, abs, sway size, and like her hair looks like a fucking Natalie Portman trekking princess that came before Dwarf. But like
her name is Taylor Dudek.
But oh god, like a blonde Jew with the horse nose. It's like the nose is so big and her lips and she looks like my ex, but like hot, like honestly my ex meets Angelina Jolie or something. Rachel McAdams, but I don't know. No. Wow. I am a The Theorem of a Good Life.
And she doesn't look that great in every pic, but this one, she won't accept me. I keep saying, please accept me. And she's like married and trying to get fucked with a kid. And
Hogan contemplates. She's in a bikini and one. She's popping out, exploding at some bachelorette party. They all got married, her and her fat fucking friends. But I'm like, please accept me. She blocked me in everything, everywhere. Meaning of a good, just random. Taylor Dudek. Exploring, it's spelled as it sounds. Of an exam, I'm not safe to be around your kids. Life versus a reckless, feckless fife. Life filled with adventure and self-sacrifice. This becomes philosophy, the Jukrum. They say they don't remember, they lie. The show must go on by Queen, they mean King Geese. Try Milano shenanigans. A member of the Jukrum act dumb and plays the role stereotypical Long Island Guido, and in comedic relief to the episode. I don't know if I wrote it better, but I don't think I did. Preliminary meetup, Soka Informed discusses various topics, including flashlights and their first impressions of Kara and Caroline. I asked them if they would help me invest in a flashlight to the girls and the boys. Try almost joins in, but the girls are grossed out by Oaken's comments. Get low by Lil Jon, East West Line. As the episode comes to an end, great one. Oaken reflects on the fleeting nature of life, urging everyone to slow down, appreciate the moments before they pass by. Song Time by Pink. All right.